You're tuned in to KJuice 770 880 in the UCSB residence halls, and this is the official radio program of the Santa Barbara Independent Poodle Radio. You're tuned into KJuice 770 880 AM in the UCSB residence halls, and this is Poodle Radio, the official radio program of the Santa Barbara Independent. My name is Colin Marshall, here with you solo this week after the departure of co-host Ben Preston. Did a fine job, especially on the proto-poodle episodes before I showed up, so I salute him for that. We'll have more in-studio guests next week, including, I'm hoping this looks like it's going to line up, Chris Marr on his time in Haiti. So stay tuned in future weeks for that. Right now, though, I'm going it solo. Another conversation with Chris over the phone a bit later in the show about the Jesse James Hollywood trial. Stay tuned for developments in that. We'll talk about those. First up in the music list, music, by the way, rounded up by music producer Ali Cumingore, also an associate arts editor for the paper. That was singer-songwriter Brendan Benson. The track was Poised and Ready. He's going to be playing at Velvet Jones on Friday the 19th. Of this month. He's also a member of the Raconteurs, who played in Santa Barbara not all that terribly long ago, as I recall. Or maybe it was quite a while ago, with Jack White of the White Stripes. The film festival is still in full swing, although it's nearing the end. Sunday is the final day of the festival proper, of the festival that attracts all of the out-of-towners to town here. I've seen some fine stuff. I'll give you a few recommendations. And of course, you can see these if you're a true Santa Barbaran. You can see them on the third weekend the festival does, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a weekend separate from the rest of the festival. It happens after the After this weekend, so during the week, no movies, then comes the third weekend at the Riviera Theater, home of, I would say, all the good stuff in Santa Barbara, cinematically speaking, although kind of the Plaza de Oro as well. And if these come to the third weekend, well, check them out, I would say, although, no, we can't endorse anything on the station, so I would say I like them. I might recheck them out if you have the same film tastes as me. Well, maybe you might like, I don't know, there's a fine line here, I'm going to back off from it. I'll just say this, I saw the documentary about Charlie Hayden, Rambling Boy, enjoyed that very, very, very fascinating footage there of performances from the 70s and the 80s as well. A lot of musically interesting material, and of course an exquisite, you've probably heard about this if you're a Hayden fan at all, an exquisite performance, kind of impromptu, perhaps totally impromptu, no preparation there, between Keith Jarrett and Charlie Hayden, just kind of jamming in Keith Jarrett's home. Also, because I'm a big fan of Korean film, I saw Damon Park's Private Eye, which I believe was, if you translate it, I can speak a little bit of Korean. It's shadow murder, something on that order in the original title. It's kind of an actioner, I'll admit. It adheres to a lot of the action qualities of much U.S. film. What I like about Korean films is they tend to blur genre boundaries. They don't respect what a genre is supposed to be. They don't respect the sets of cliches that make up typical genres. This one is a little more of a genre movie. It does a little of that bending, so maybe a decent intro to Korean film for people. Another one I saw, Reverse. Some controversy over this. My cinephile friends are divided. Is it terrible, or is it just incredible? It's a Polish film set back in 1952, so there is plenty of talk and plenty of authoritarian atmosphere about the regime, which was currently in place. Shot in black and white, very well done aesthetically, especially to evoke the period, though there are flashes forward to the present day with a little bit of unconvincing old age makeup on the part of one character, but I still found it to be adequately fascinating. It brought the interestingness. I did enjoy it. I can't say that I'm going to watch it many more times, but I was very glad that I saw it. Even, maybe especially, because it was so full. The theater was so full there at the Metro 4. I was only two rows back from the screen itself, so it just engulfed my field of vision. And I took a while to get the subtitle reading down, because I like foreign films. I watch subtitled movies all the time, but the subtitles took a good 10 seconds for my eyes to scan across initially. Reverse, though, it's a film, by the way, by Boris Lankosh. Yes, that's going to get a thumbs up from me. And that sounds qualified, what I've described all before, but I would never, ever disrecommend it. It's got so many qualities that are sort of rough and intriguing that it's so worth it. Also saw the documentary about I Am Pei, the architect. You might know him from the glass period at the Louvre. A documentary about his final large building, the Museum of Islamic Art in Doha, Qatar. This is called Learning from Light, directed by Swedish nature filmmaker Bo Landon. He was actually there at the museum on hand to do a very fun Q&A. Some directors are good at that, some are less good. He was excellent, possibly because he is a 20-year veteran TV presenter. There we go, 20-year veteran TV presenter on Swedish television. And if you at all like architecture, it does get into a lot of the nuts and bolts, especially where the technical process meets the design process. By that I mean where this 92-year-old architect, sharp as a tack, as we all thought, impressive that he is, this sharp as a tack 92-year-old architect. He conceives his ideas, he has these concepts in mind, he knows exactly what he wants, and the movie does a good job of getting in there and showing the point where ideas meet execution, meet the hard physicality and all the labor and all the workers, the official Qatar government figure of how much this museum costs, and it looks just enormously expensive. They said it costs $350 to build. But Bo Landon said, if they said it was $1 billion in reality, he would not be surprised. And let me tell you, seeing that movie,